Hello, welcome to Your Daily Grace by Timothy Wilder. Foundations, Episode 30, Forgiveness, No Condemnation in Christ Jesus. Paul's words in Romans are among the most liberating in all of Scripture. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, Romans 8:1. This is not a motivational statement or a hopeful wish. It is a legal declaration. Condemnation has been removed from the life of every believer because the judgment that stood against us was satisfied at the cross. As Paul later asks, who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Romans 8:33. In Christ, condemnation no longer exists as a category for us. Many believers still live as though condemnation is possible. They fear that God is disappointed, distant, or quietly withdrawing from them. They interpret hardship as punishment and weakness as rejection. But Scripture does not say there is less condemnation or reduced condemnation. It says there is none. God was reconciling the world to Himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. 2 Corinthians 5:19. The verdict has been overturned, the debt has been canceled, and the righteousness of Jesus has been credited to us. This truth becomes even more powerful when we remember that Paul wrote these words after describing the struggle between the flesh and the spirit. He understood the tension of wanting to do what is right and still falling short. Yet he did not conclude that struggle leads to condemnation. Instead, he declared that even in weakness, the believer stands secure. If anybody does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one, 1 John 2:1. The presence of struggle does not mean the presence of condemnation. It means we are learning to walk in the life Christ has given us. As this reality settles into the heart, it transforms the way we relate to God. Instead of approaching Him with fear, we approach Him with confidence. Instead of hiding our failures, we bring them into the light, knowing His grace is greater than our weakness. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence. Hebrews 4:16. Condemnation drives people away from God, but the gospel draws us near. This freedom also reshapes the way we see ourselves. When condemnation is removed, shame loses its authority. We stop defining ourselves by our worst moments and begin seeing ourselves through Christ's finished work. The soul becomes anchored in the truth that God is not waiting to accuse us, but to assure us. No condemnation becomes more than a doctrine. It becomes the atmosphere in which we live as beloved sons and daughters. This is the freedom of life in Christ. It is not the absence of imperfection, but the absence of accusation. God is not waiting to bring charges against us. He has already justified us, cleansed us, and declared us His own. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. 1 John 4:18. No condemnation means no separation, no fear, and no barrier between us and the God who has made us new. Thanks for listening. If you are being fed and/or uplifted by these messages, we encourage you to like, comment, share, and subscribe. These things help us spread the message of grace.